Well, the Food and Drug Administration today authorized the first COVID-19 vaccines for children under 5. The move would allow toddlers and infants as young as 6 months old to receive kid-sized doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The FDA's commissioner said those shots will help save lives.
Any death of a child is tragic and should be prevented if possible. And COVID-19 is one of the leading causes of death in children. By vaccinating our youngest children, we hope to prevent the most devastating consequences of COVID, by extension, providing benefits to their families and communities.
The CDC is expected to make its final decision this weekend. If approved, child vaccinations could begin as early as next week. A third victim in last night's church shooting in a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama, has died. Police have now identified the suspect as a 71-year-old man who occasionally attended services at the Episcopal Church. He was taken into custody after he opened fire with a handgun during a potluck dinner. Authorities are still trying to piece together a motive. The Federal Reserve today doubled down on its pledge to curb soaring inflation, now at a 40-year high. In Washington, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank was, quote, acutely focused on returning inflation to our 2% objective. This week, it raised interest rates by 0.75%. Concerns over inflation fueled an especially volatile week on Wall Street. In the end, stocks were mixed today after posting their worst week since 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 38 points to close at 29,889. The NASDAQ rose 152 points and the S&P 500 added 8. Officials in Brazil today confirmed that human remains found in the Amazon rainforest were those of British journalist Dom Phillips. A fisherman confessed to killing Phillips and his companion, indigenous expert Bruno Pereira. Police said they suspect that others were involved. Authorities have not yet identified Pereira's remains, and the investigation is still ongoing. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro pleaded not guilty today to contempt of Congress. Navarro defied a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol and refused to provide testimony and documents. He will go on trial in mid-November. The British government today approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. on spying charges. U.S. prosecutors want him to stand trial for releasing thousands of classified military and diplomatic records. His supporters say he's being politically targeted for exposing the U.S. military's wrongdoing in Afghanistan and Iraq. Assange's wife warned the decision could set a dangerous precedent for press freedom.
He has done everything that any self-respecting journalist should do when given evidence of a state committing crimes of corruption. They publish it because their duty is to the public. And Julian's duty to the public has landed him in prison for already more than 3 years.
Assange's lawyers are already planning to appeal. His legal battle could take months or even years to wrap up. Back in this country, the Golden State Warriors are celebrating their fourth NBA championship title in 8 years. Crowds of fans cheered their victory over the Boston Celtics last night, just 2 years after the Warriors had the league's worst record. We'll have more on their championship win later in the program. Still to come on the News Hour, Jonathan Capehart and Michael Gerson weigh in on the latest political headlines, how the Golden State Warriors have built a dynasty led by Steph Curry. Activist Virginia Rose gives her brief but spectacular take on increasing access to natural spaces, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.